At least 70% of women in Wisconsin are working at any given time, but Wisconsin ranks 46th out of the 50 states for women's wages compared to men. One long-held explanation for the pay gap is that jobs traditionally held by women pay less than jobs traditionally chosen by men. Terry Ludeman is a researcher for the Department of Workforce Development. He says Wisconsin's low ranking is likely due in part to the nature of the state's economy.
We're a very strong manufacturing state, and many of the manufacturing high-skill, high-pay-level jobs have remained in male hands, I guess is the best way to put that. So females have not gotten their share of those kinds of jobs, truck driving and other kinds of high-paying jobs.
But advocates say women's wages are still lagging behind men's, even when the jobs are comparable. They want more light shed on the reasons for the pay gap. Ellen Bravo is the director of 9 to 5, a national working women's rights group headquartered in Wisconsin.
We want to see how thorough businesses' efforts are at addressing the root causes of the problem, really taking a look at corporate culture, at how pay is determined, at how recruiting and promotion are done, what systems are in place to address things like mentoring and career planning for every individual, that sort of thing.
Bravo says she applauds DWD's efforts to raise awareness of the problem, but she notes this is the same agency that administers W-2, a program she says has been harmful to working poor women. Application forms can be found on the DWD's website. Diamond Award winners will be honored during the University of Wisconsin Economic Summit in Milwaukee in October. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.